Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's big show, applying Vicks plus Jackie O and a listener porn stash. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah, gift it.
Bob and Tom Productions present the concert event of the season, starring America's hottest new entertainer. He bridges the gap between traditional country music and hip-hop with a style all his own. He's the first country rap superstar MC. He's Clem&M.
I'm in the house. I'm in the house. Now I'm in the outhouse. I'm living large. Nobody can top me. I can play the Apollo and the Grand Ole Opry. I got my posse and we're ready to roll. I got some chronic and a can of skull. I'm climbing in. I'm pumping up the jams, driving in my car. I love a thumping bass and a steel guitar. I can bust a rhyme just like P. Diddy, but I look a lot more like Conway Twitty. I'm Clem&M. I love to rap and I love to sing. I wear a Stetson hat and a lot of bling bling. From coast to coast, they know who I am. I'm the country gangsta, Clem&M.
He's a little bit country. He's a little bit hip-hop. He's Clem&M. Formerly comedian Tim Wilson. With his shiny gold chains and his dusty old cowboy boots, he's a regular hip-hop along Cassidy.
Yodelay hee-ho. Yodelay hee-ho. Forget about Slim Shady. I'm the real Slim Whitman.
He's a country boy hanging out in the suburban jungle. His biatches are all hunting dogs. And his hoes, well, they're all backhoes powered by John Deere.
Come on, people, let's make some noise. All you players and good old boys, come to my show. You'll have a ball. I'm Clem&M. Peace out, y'all.
He's Clem&M, headlining his first U.S. concert tour with very special guests, Rappa, Flava Flav, and the Oak Ridge Boys. No one raises the roof like Clem&M. It's country. It's rap. It's crap. Catch Clem&M live in concert and sponsored by Wonder Bread and Colt 45 Malt Liquor. A Bob and Tom Show production.
great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We are keeping our social distance by being, for the most part, 10 feet apart. We did some measuring in the room yesterday. I think we're going to have to move someone.
I guess I'm leaving.
I think we're all 6 feet apart. I think it's fine.
I think it's supposed to be 10 now. I think they upped the stakes.
10? No.
The point is...
I thought it was 45. Let's just
God, why don't we just stay home?
The point
okay,
is...
If you want to see an argument against us being in separate locations, watch local news. Josh, I'll point to you when I want you to talk. Good morning, Josh. How are you?
Pause, pause, pause. Pause.
Chick, hi. How are you this morning?
Exactly. Yes,
some of the engineers haven't figured it out yet, but for the most part,
I think there's
have.
A delay situation probably.
We have a lot to get to here. But first, who is who in this room?
Yeah.
Since we are doing the show, we're streaming it as a special bonus on YouTube.
Bone us. Oh, God.
I feel sorry for people listening for the first time. I think that's the quality of humor they're going to be getting today. Let's see now. Ace Cosby is our engineer. Ace, it's good to see you, sir.
Poopy butt.
And, got the camera back.
Ace and I have been kind of prepping for this for pretty much an entire lifetime. Ace, whenever he walks in here, he has always been spraying with Lysol and rubbing everything down with disinfectant. And he hesitates to go in many of the rooms we frequent because we obviously are all turd-laden germ carriers.
Of course.
So,
yeah.
And I've always had a couple of massive things of hand sanitizer available. In fact,
are you going to run out, or do you?
No, I've got another one of these. Oh, if I take like that,
you got.
Then I've got this one.
Zowry.
And then I've got one in my car, and then I've got a case.
Okay, that
secret place in the
building. That one is the size of a half gallon milk jug.
Yep, it sure is.
Oh, yeah.
I've had that thing for a couple of weeks.
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 I'm
weeks. No,
of course.
I've had it for at least a month. The rest of the cast would include Josh Arnold over there.
Hi, everybody.
In a nice plaid shirt. Christy Lee doing the lumberjacket thing today.
You know, I have pants that match this, actually.
Ooh, but you're not wearing them.
Well, they're my pajama pants. I don't know if they're going to wear those to
I'm
work.
I'm wearing my pajamas.
You're wearing your pajamas to work?
If I have to cheat death, I'm going to be comfortable, okay? That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. Thanks. Let's see. This is Tom speaking. That's Pat Godwin over there in the corner with his musical instruments. We'll hear from Pat. I understand there's some new music coming through.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, very good.
Are you trying your jeans on just in case?
Sure.
Okay.
Every now and then.
Yeah, you got to try your jeans on.
Sure.
Yeah, because people are sitting around in their pajamas all day and sweats because of the lockdown, and you're gaining weight and eating, and so you got to try your jeans on every now and then. Make sure you're not...
I was not aware of that.
Such a girl thing, I guess.
Dear Chick, you are correct. On occasion, I had to swallow a glob of Vicks VapoRub.
Oh, really? Now, could we explain to those just joining us? We got on this topic because we were playing a classic song from 1967.
Yes.
The great Keith. Not Keith Richard, just Keith.
That's spring and summer.
This is about, a song about taking your temperature. Let the man sing.
Hey, 98.6, it's good to have you back again. Oh, hey, 98.6, the loving is the medicine that...
To do the exegesis on this song, clearly the analogy is that he is once again back to what one might call normality. Because his temperature is back
in this
because
case,
of the lovin' that
right,
she gave.
Right, technically homeostasis is what it is.
Well, you know, if it's a man or woman, I don't care.
Hey, Mendoza line.
You don't need to judge.
You know, you love who you love. I'm perfectly open to whatever.
He's here. He's queer. Deal with it.
Okay, fine. So anyway, we got talking about home remedies, and you were saying
temperature
your
taking, and my mother would give me a teaspoon of Vicks mentholatum rub or whatever it was, and I would swallow it. Other times, I was given this... The emailer writes, other times I was given a small amount of coal oil and a teaspoon of brown sugar, all to help with the cold.
I'm not sure what coal oil is.
Another remedy I disliked was the mustard poultice. Remember that? Mustard plaster on your... I called it plaster. I don't think that's...
Was that on the small of your back?
No, you put it on your chest.
Oh, you did put it on your chest.
Suck the cold out.
Okay.
But the only remedy I liked, and I couldn't agree with this gentleman more... A shot of brandy.
The old hot toddy.
Chick, my father was born in 47. He's 10 years older than me. He told me that his mom used to feed him a teaspoon of Vicks when he was a kid and get me to feed it to him when he got sick. His nurse heard him ask for it.
Wow.
One day, Nathan, he had a kid when he was 10. Wow.
I think he meant he's
no,
10
I'm
years
10
older.
No, 10 years older than me. Not the writer.
Chick.
Sorry, you didn't, yeah, I was didn't make say. It clear. That-
well, Christy was on board.
I got it.
Josh.
Chick, this is...
Go, baby, go.
To you. Okay. All right. And this comes from Joe, who considers himself part of the Awesome Mothers Club. I hope this is true.
Okay.
He says, whilst your mother may have made you ingest Vicks mentholated rub, my mother went about it a little differently. If I had a cold, she would switch to menthol cigarettes.
Thank you. That's, that's hillbilly health tips.
Boy, oh boy.
My mother smoked Viceroy most of her life.
Were those menthol?
No.
Dad smoked Camels, the filterless Camels, Turkish blend tobacco.
Now, fortunately, we have a Jackie Kennedy shorties. In the studio with us. Now, Jackie, you smoked exclusively. Did you smoke
Salem.
Newports?
Like Newport Salem. I know it was a menthol.
I'd smoke a Salem.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Jack left to bang Maryland.
Oh, you knew about that, huh?
I started to smoke a cigarillo. I remember that.
Now, to my untutored eye, Mrs. Kennedy, yeah. That cigarette holder looks gold. That's nice.
Well, actually, it's a... Is it a Vermeer?
Silver
Vermeer.
You know what I meant, you bitch!
I see if you can take a punch, Mrs.
And
Kennedy.
And I like to say, and we reviewed things, I said forever that this was Jackie's voice, and you got, and Tom said, no, she didn't talk like that. Yes.
Oh, yes.
She did. It was even more pronounced.
Do you have the recording?
I don't.
You were lustily scoffed at for that impression.
Lustily.
Yeah.
You're wrong, chick. Catcalls, booze.
You're wrong.
All of it.
Chick. Get out.
Get out. I heard.
Yes, we can. Right. We'll get it here in a minute.
Let's see.
Her tour of the White House was...
Okay, I just Googled this.
Very highly watched.
She used a cigarette holder often.
Did she?
Well, in this thing. And here's a photograph of her pregnant and smoking.
Oh, great.
Isn't that lovely?
All look, right. Christy.
Well, it was a little different back then, yeah. Well,
yeah, okay.
It was probably...
Gained 12 pounds and you'd smoke and drink through your pregnancy.
Does that explain Caroline's teeth?
They could have gotten braces for her.
Not one.
Or John
yeah,
John's
right?
sense of direction.
not one tooth in her mouth is straight.
Really?
She just goes.
According to this, Jackie Kennedy had a 3-pack-a-day habit for 40 years.
Wow. Yeah, that's.
Photographs of her smoking, however, are extremely rare.
Right.
Man.
I know that, yeah.
That's chain smoking, right?
William Manchester was writing The Death of a President. He made a reference to Jackie Kennedy fishing a cigarette from her purse. And I read that book, and I think he said they were Salems.
I thought they were Salems, too, and I don't
know Newports
why.
Or menthol.
Newports, I think, maybe, or Newports.
Newports or menthol.
I think they're menthol. She did smoke menthol, I believe.
And
she used a cigarette holder.
Sometimes.
Classy.
There's a couple of photographs over here.
Yeah, that's right.
But here's her actual voice. Okay. This is really,
all right, go ahead.
This is really her.
Yeah. Tell me about the silverware.
Now, let me explain. This is the famous White House tour.
And I think it's Charles Collingwood.
Yeah.
You sound just like him, Josh.
And if I'm not mistaken, this actually aired on more than one of the major networks. Yeah. This was a very big deal.
Show.
Huge.
Tour of the White House while, obviously, they were living there.
So I want to say she did it around Christmas, I think.
And she was an art historian, a well-educated
woman.
That's right.
Thank you, Tom.
But when we're done with this, we're going to do Jackie Kennedy when her thumb is hit with a ball-peen hammer.
Okay.
That's coming up.
Yeah. All right.
Can't wait.
So, no, be careful when we do.
Yeah.
Okay, here, this is Charles Collingwood interviewing the actual first lady in 1960-something. Well, obviously pre-60, let's just say 3.
Sure.
Tell me about the silverware and China, Mrs. Kennedy.
Well, it's not silver. It's all gold or vermeil.
Oh, you.
They used to.
You knew what I meant. No one ever calls it gold or vermeilware.
Bitch!
No, Charles Collingwood kept his cool.
Yes, he did.
And then, then we'll continue.
Use Monroe's knives and forks.
Yes.
But so many of them have been lost, so they've been copied.
Lost.
What is it? Slushy George Costanza? They were lost.
Weird accent.
Greater New York.
Grew up in Utah.
Here we go.
And the China is the Eisenhower gold China. You see, so many of the beautiful old services the president's had were destroyed and broken. So now the Truman and the Eisenhower China is all that there's enough left of to use.
China.
Whatever.
Oh, Collingwood had the whatever.
Okay, here we go. A little
bit. She kind of whispers.
They destroyed it during domestic arguments between the president.
Do you think
and the
she
first
always
lady.
Whispered like that?
Well, we're going to find out because we have the tape of her actually hitting her thumb with a ball peen hammer, the famous tape. Oh. But first, we have
one of the nicest things in this room, to my untutored eye, is that beautiful young lady over the fireplace.
You're right. You see so many of the beautiful old vaginas. And there is Monroe's vagina, and it's all embroidered in gold.
Sure.
I think that skipped. I don't know what happened. Ladies and gentlemen, now the very rare tape. This is a Bob and Tom exclusive. It is Jackie Kennedy hitting her thumb with a ball peen hammer.
I don't have a hammer.
And Mrs. Kennedy, if you wouldn't mind.
Wait.
Do you have a hammer?
I have a hatchet here.
Okay,
so well, I'm just going to hang this picture up over here.
Mother, flush your
hand! Mrs. Kennedy, I'm shocked.
To my untutored ear. You can see,
cool
even to the untutored ear.
Yeah.
This is absolutely a put-on voice.
I find
affectation.
Her voice very pleasant.
What?
Do you think she talked like that all the time?
No, apparently it was slightly affected.
Was it?
Yes.
Because she's so calm and
but everyone can talk like this.
I'm not upset at all about Jack banging Marilyn.
It's 3 a.m. again, Jack. You're late again. Oh, dear.
What's Bobby's number?
What? Bobby 2? Yeah. Jesus Christ.
What's Marilyn have that I don't?
Well.
But that ass
willingness.
Back that booty on up, Marilyn.
Okay.
Attitude goes a long way.
Here's another edit. Now, this one, they had trouble with the original tapes, so they had to do some technical engineering work to get them up to speed, but it sounds something like this.
A tour of the White House with Mrs. John F. Kennedy.
Mrs. Kennedy, I want to thank you for letting us visit your official home. This is obviously the president's penis room.
Oh.
That's right.
All sorts of penises here.
Yes, there are. In the men's room downstairs, we found all the president's penises in storage. It just seemed to me such a shame when we came here to find hardly any presidential hung in the White House.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful room. Isn't that the penis of George Washington?
That's right. That's Washington.
Magnificent.
That's the oldest here.
I think that is of historical interest. Is this a...
Yes, this little penis was left by President Van Buren in the gold room.
Van Buren.
And the next one in line is...
Is Thomas Jefferson's firm.
Oh, this has a very different feeling than the rest. This is a marvelously masculine piece.
Yes, it's so pretty.
Have you changed it a great deal?
No, we painted it white.
ladies and gentlemen, this is really just an illustration to prove to all young broadcasters out there and the average citizen, don't believe anything you hear or see.
Boy, broadcasting was a different deal back then. It was very proper.
Indeed.
It was an august body.
Mrs. Kennedy.
The whatever number estate, that's right.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. And I guess that full thing is available somewhere on the internet if you want to see that.
Wow.
That famous White House.
All black and white.
That famous White House tour. Now, I wanted to read another, since we're still reading letters.
Yeah, go.
Josh, explain to anyone listening for the first time how to get a hold of us on this.
Well, you can email us at bobandtom@bobandtom.com, or you can use our app, of course, to get hold of us any way you want. You can leave us voicemail or email. But please, text us, 888-262-8661. I get 11 cents per text that comes in.
You get nothing. I don't know where you got this 11 cents thing. It doesn't cost anyone anything. It's free.
My lawyer had one phone call, and when he made it...
Yeah, well, your lawyer was calling from jail. That's
well, that's
problem.
Fine, but he told me 11 cents.
No, he was in jail. Oh. He wasn't talking to a client. There were some issues.
Oh, no wonder I haven't heard from him.
Well, that explains everything.
It's a heck of a quarantine, you guys.
Yeah, when your lawyer calls you and goes, they're only giving me one phone call, things are amiss. Now, I'm just going to give this guy's first name, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
All right, sir.
He's enjoying the show during the stay-at-home time.
Good.
But he says...
what up, Dave?
My wife has taken this extra time to clean and organize every inch of our house. She found my vintage porn stash in our basement.
Yes.
And insists that I must throw it out.
My address is...
allow me to finish.
Yeah.
Did you see this letter?
No.
He says, then, would any of you... Then he writes parentheses, Josh, like my collection of VHS and DVDs that include... And I am not making up any of these titles.
Yeah.
I'll just read the ones I can read.
Okay.
This is as written by Dave. Ass Blasters, volumes 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, you got the trilogy.
He goes, I am totally serious. I need an address.
Oh, okay. That's very nice. No, thank you.
You already own them?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years.
Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.